Hello and good afternoon, Xbox Nation. Welcome to this week's new episode of Xvlog Live. I'm your host, Mr. Boomstick XL. And folks, yes, you see me hanging out here all by my lonesome, but don't sweat. Our good friend, the Pony Smasher, it will be obviously AKA C Money and Company, will be joining us shortly. He's just finishing up a work call. But listen, lots to get into. We had, obviously, the Xbox Partner Showcase went off without a hinge, 30 minutes, packed with content. Again, not every game was for me, but there were enough games there that got me excited to give it an 8.5 out of 10. Obviously, you know, some people rated it lower. Actually, as a matter of fact, before we move any forward, let me thank somebody in the chat here. Now, he's been a channel member for 21 months. He is always in the chat. Iman Burns, how you doing, brother? Listen, he gives it a 6.5 out of 10, and this is what he said. He says, I gave the Xbox show a 6.5. Only Stalker caught my eye, but it was fast. It had lots of gameplay, no fluff. LFG should be a good show. Boom. Indeed, it's going to be a great show because, folks, look, we're talking about the hottest news that seems to be sweeping the nation. Jez Corden of Windows Central, tip of the spear for me personally, when I consider journalists that I trust, did a tweet that kind of shocked the world. It didn't shock me. But, you know, I guess for the faithful of PlayStation who are been hoping and some even begging that Starfield was imminently releasing on their platform of choice. Sorry to tell you, folks, that in fact is not the case. And, well, in what could be a celebration, especially if you are a fan of Sucker Punch, especially if you are a fan or someone have played Ghosts of Tsushima. I played it. I platinumed it. It's one of their best IPs. I can't wait for the second part. There's rumors, folks, that this summer we may get an actual announcement trailer from PlayStation. We should be excited. Well, I'm excited. Not everyone is, and that's fine. Well, what am I talking about? Well, it was announced that Ghost of Tsushima, the Game of the Year edition, or the Deluxe edition, however you want to put it, is coming to PlayStation. I'm coming to PC. So a lot of PlayStation players are very upset about this, folks, some of which took to the actual PlayStation blog. And thanks to several people in the community, like the Black Viking, of course, and Ham Solo, for that matter, they put out some tweets with some very, very questionable wordage, if you will. And we're going to break down. That's going to be the two topics that we get into today. Let me just say a big thank you to everyone that's already here. We got almost 300 people here. We're 4 minutes into the show. And honestly, look, every time we do a show, you just never know how it's going to go, right? You don't find an audience and automatically people just tune in. That's not the way it works. You got to work hard. You got to put the effort in. And obviously, I tell you all the time, Mrs. Boom and I are incredibly grateful for this crazy kind of support. Because I remember that when I first started, I went to some of the people that I consider to be, you know, tip of the spear, Randall Thor being one of them. And Rand actually had told me, said, hey, Boom, listen, man, when you start getting above 300 in your chat, you're doing something right. And I'm very happy to say that we are averaging anywhere between 600 and 700. And that's because of you. That's you fine folks. I wouldn't have a show if I didn't have anyone here. So, again, a big thank you for that. And listen, you know, what else can I say is other than we are humbled by the crazy generosity that continues to come in. Obviously, if you saw that literally from the opening, Iman Burns has been a channel member for 21 months. And look, as we wait for C Money to get on in here, you know what I would like to do? Because I always forget. I'm an old man, right? And shout out to Boss Mod, Lethal Papa in the chat, doing the gaming gods work by keeping the trolls away so we can enjoy the podcast. The tireless work that he does is just a big thank you to you, Lethal Papa. I want to talk for a second while we wait for C-Money in here, because I need to bounce off him, because this is kind of a spicy territory that he's really good at navigating. So What I'm going to do is, because I'm an old man and I always seem to forget about the Valari Gaming Pillow commercial, I'm supposed to run it at least once a week. I'd like to run it twice because they're a small mom and pop startup. We're a small mom and pop startup, and we like helping each other. That's why when they reached out to me last year, I tried out the pillow for someone who has massive backs, had a massive back surgery. It works. And I use it. And like I've told the story before, the one I use is actually was gifted to me by King David of the Iron Lords podcast. And that's the one I actually use. And that one is pretty dope. I am in the process of potentially having my own double barrel gaming pillow. I've seen the design of what the patch would look like on the front of it. And it is literally the new, newly designed double barrel shotgun that's kind of flipping open with the cartridges popping out. It looks really dope. So as soon as I have some information on that, I will obviously push it forward. But for now, what I'd like to do is run the commercial. This was made by Sean LeBrie, an amazingly talented artist that is a big proponent of this community. And because I don't like reading from cue cards, I think this is the best way to do it. So, of course, check it out. And at the end, I'll tell you how you can get your discount at the end of it. Check it out. And there you go, folks. Type in the code DBG15 at checkout and you will save 15%. And of course, see, this is what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm an old man. I had everything set up. I was all ready to rock and roll. And what did Boom forget to do? He forgot to send C Money the link to get into the show. What is happening? Oh, my God. But yeah, folks, again, thank you so much for taking the time. It's 35 seconds. You know, we don't chill on this channel. We don't have a lot of partnerships. Now, we have been offered some things by some reputable companies. We are small. We want to kind of keep it tight. And we're not selling the soul of the company to have someone partner with us. So unless it fits, unless it's right, unless I'm actually using the items, I'm not going to try and sell someone else's brand. And that's why right now it is only the Valari Gaming Pillow. And again, you want 15% off of your total order, DBG15 at checkout, and you will save that 15%. See money. Good morning, kind sir, and now good afternoon. We have some really spicy topics to get into, and I was saying that I need see money here to help me navigate the spiciness because, look, there was some talk early in the week by several really prominent people that I respect, Jay Fonzarelli, great podcaster, unbelievable community member. He had put out on the socials that he thought that this winter or this holiday, Starfield was going to be released on PlayStation. So of course, I'm not sure if he heard that or someone ran with it that they heard it from him. I don't know, right? But it started to make the rounds again. Starfield is going to be released. It's going to be announced. And I was like, well, I don't think that is going to happen is, one, you'd actually have to have people working on the game. Right now, it's all hands on deck with Shattered Space DLC that's supposed to be releasing soon, probably in June. So they're all working on that. To do a PlayStation 5 version, I don't think that it's in the cards right now. And what I said, I actually said this to Kay Asante, and please bounce off me if you when I finish. I said that when you have a year like Xbox is slated to have, you actually take eyes off of your own brand to announce a first party banger for another brand, and I think that would hurt and potentially kill momentum for Hellblade 2 and Avowed and Indiana Jones. And I'm saying to myself, why would they do that? You just wait another year. And listen, folks, I'm sorry. if you're a PlayStation fan, you kind of, you know, the copium. Well, we were just told, hey, Xbox, don't hold out hope on Final Fantasy. I know it's not first party, but some of you sure act like it is. And it's obviously, was, you know, we learned some information that it's not coming. Both parts one and two, don't expect anytime soon. That came directly from Gene Park. And you know something? I trust Gene. So if that's what he's saying, well, that's what it is. That's why I bought it on PlayStation, because that's the only place I can play it. So if you are a PlayStation player and maybe that's your only console, well, hopefully you have a $5,000 rig like you claimed you did, and you can go play Starfield there, or you can go actually buy a new console and potentially get into one of the best ecosystems, especially when you talk about bang for your buck. Let's get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, this is the frustration that I have with the community, because we're acting like Phil didn't come out himself just a few weeks ago on the podcast when directly asked about Starfield. He said, no, it's not coming. It's not one of the games that are coming. Why would we let some random person on it? And I'm not talking about Fonz, because there was somebody else who said it, and I think he was just repeating it from him. It was some dude on Twitter that correctly said that Ghost of Tsushima was going to be coming to PC or announced or whatever. And then now he's claiming December for Starfield. So Phil said it. Phil said that it's not coming. Now, Jez, who was, you know, one of the people who had the rumor to begin with that these games were going elsewhere, they all walked Starfield back, and now he's doubling down on the fact that they are not, in fact, bringing it. No one's working on it. It's not happening.
Yeah, you know what? Let me read that tweet right here. Obviously, Jez Corden, I think it's somebody we can all say that we trust and we know, right? Well, what happened? According to his official Twitter page, folks, okay, now this is Jez Corden of Windows Central. If you don't know Windows Central, you definitely know Jez Corden of the Xbox 2 with Randall Thor 19. And he said this 20 hours ago. Obviously, this happened yesterday. He says, since some people are asking me about the latest round of Starfield rumors, and I'm assuming this is what you were talking about. See, I didn't know about the other guy that guessed or knew that Ghost of Tsushima was releasing on PC. I didn't know that. And I'm assuming, based on what you said, that's where Fonz got it. Because Fonz, he didn't say definitively. Fonz was like, he thinks that in December... And again, the way he put it wasn't as a matter of fact. And this is what I love about Fonz. He'll tell you the truth. He got no hair on his tongue. He got no reason to lie. Fonz's a good dude. So when I saw it, I'm like, well, you know, these rumors are starting again. And then, of course, this is what happened. And Jez Corden, whether he was responding to him or just responding in general, folks, this is what he had to say. Since some people are asking me about the latest rounds of Starfield rumors, I'll say definitively, I have great sourcing that nobody is working on Starfield for PlayStation right now. Nobody knows what the long-term future holds, but don't expect it anytime soon. And of course, he goes on to answer someone, ZHFR Gamer on Twitter, where that gentleman asks, I will not say your sources are bad, man. Last year, you said no Xbox game exclusive will go to PlayStation, and you say that was fanboy talk. And you now say, as well, the Blizzard survival game was almost finished or very close to being revealed. Sometime your sources are wrong. And this is what Jez Corden responded, folks. He said, listen, I said no exclusive games will go because all of the games I investigated aren't going. I didn't bother to check on Pentiment because I didn't feel like it made sense. So, yeah, that was a prediction that I did that did not pan out. The survival game was a speculation based on gameplay footage I had seen. Looked great to me. That wasn't sourced, really. This is fully sourced. Nobody at Microsoft subsidiaries is working on Starfield for PlayStation 5 today. I personally don't know how more definitive, because I saw some of the narratives and I saw a lot of the PlayStation regulars who don't have to have a name on this show, because we're not looking to go to war with the world. But, you know, we like to respect everyone's opinion, even though I may not agree with it. Listen, folks, sorry to tell you, go freaking play Starfield on your PC or on your Xbox, because that's only the only place you're going to play it. And what I get so aggravated about is this double standard from both the gaming media and, of course, the socials. We are told that games should be everywhere, and why should Xbox gatekeep? But when you talk about PlayStation, immediately the door is closed in your face. Oh, no, our exclusives, C-Money, are too good for you. They'll Xbox.
Never go anywhere.
I'm just saying, man, it's an industry double standard that is very, very, very long in the tooth. Please continue, sir.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's bullshit. This is the thing. They go and, first of all, we know they have nothing coming, right?
Right.
They got more games this year from Xbox than PlayStation. Okay, let's be clear. This is just the reality of what's happening. And they're getting that little taste, and they want them all, right? Like, they just want them all. They want what we have, and it's crazy. You know, we've been talking about it, and, you know, this is a whole new world where Xbox is right now and what they're going to be doing every year going forward in the future, that the ponies, they don't know how to handle it, right? They're lost, right? Because they're always so used to being the when the game is being made, it's being made for PlayStation first, right? They feel so entitled, like everything is about them and everything is for them. But let's be clear, okay? Just like Phil told them already, they got four games coming, and the four games that are coming are not our pillar big titles. You're talking about new IP that are small passion projects, and you have games and services that they're looking just to extend their life because they've already reached the end here. I mean, that's it. He looked dead at the camera and said, if you are on those other platforms, don't think that this means that more is coming. It is not. There is no fundamental change to their exclusive strategy. Cut the shit. Accept it. They won't, though. They won't, because there's going to always be these insiders, or these quote-unquote insiders, who are going to claim that they know everything, and you're going to have, you know, Tim Dog run around saying it's all coming and it's never going to stop until he's finished. I don't know, one day in the future, 10 years from now, when another game comes, he's going to be like, I told ya. I just don't know. I don't know what they have to do, right? But when you sit down and you look at the four games that are coming, it makes sense, right? It makes sense. He said that once you know the four games, that would make sense. And it does, right? The explanations all make sense. It's really a nothing burger, right? It's really no big deal. We have so many games coming out, and it's not just first party, dude. Like, understand, they're investing a shit ton of money. We yes. just had an amazing show yesterday, the partner preview. And what was it? Six of the games that they showed are going into Game Pass.
Yeah, six of them were Game Pass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Like, we're still, like, even if we don't have first party, we're getting Game Pass free. Remember this. Let's be clear. I know these ponies get pumped, right? Oh, all right, we got this third-party exclusive that's ours, so it's first party now. Woohoo, yay. First of all, number one, yeah, all could relax here on the Xbox side and stop believing everything you hear, because they don't buy their games, okay? They don't buy them, bro. None of their games do well. It's crazy. The biggest game they have is nothing on PlayStation, which is Helldivers. All right, Helldivers is almost non-existent on PlayStation. The biggest numbers that they have are on Steam. If the game wasn't on Steam,
It would have been dead.
No talk of Helldiver. It would have died
on the leave. And you know what's interesting? Can I just add some context to that? Because
yeah, man.
What's interesting, and again, I don't have the numbers in front of me. This is, I'm spitballing, folks. So if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to be like, you know what? I got it wrong, but I don't think that I did. Most of the Xbox dudes are playing this game on their PlayStation because guess what? We play games. I'm happy to tell you that I really enjoyed Helldivers and will continue to enjoy Helldivers. But we are funding that game, the Xbox, right? The ones that have Game Pass because we don't have to buy games. We bought the game. Did any of the biggest Sony channel guys get out there and stream this on Twitch? Did any of them get out there on their while they're doing their videos and have this running in the background? I didn't see any of it. See?
No, I damn sure haven't been seeing people talking about it like that. The PC people, they've been talking about it a lot. Xbox people, I see they've talked about it. But I'm not seeing PlayStation dudes big. I mean, they talk about it in the context of how much it's sold in a whole, right? They don't ever break down how many actually sold on PlayStation, right? And that's the thing. Why? Because that's who they are. They play sales, right? Like, that's what they do. I had some tweet and some guy came into my thing talking about the sales. I'm like, bro, I said games. I said games. Doesn't matter what you sold. It doesn't matter what you sold. There's no one playing these games on PlayStation. It's crazy. Listen, they have no games coming for a year and a half, right? This has been confirmed, okay?
Yeah, the earliest first-party sequel. We're talking about the Uncharted's, the Horizons, the God of War's. Minimum is April of 2025.
Yeah, that's minimum. And realistically speaking, that's probably not even going to happen. He's just talking. They just talk one time frame at a time. So
right. He's
talking just to the end of this, at least to that end. That doesn't mean April they're going to be ready. It could be June. It could be the end of the year that they have something. We don't know. They could have nothing. He's not confirming that the next cycle will have games. He's just saying that this one ain't going to have it. He doesn't say until. He says nothing in this time frame will have it. And then everybody else, if you read it, everybody else says, okay, so that means there's nothing until the end of your March. So it has to be April, right? That's when it's going to be. He didn't say that shit.
Right.
He just said they ain't nothing coming out for this fiscal year. That's what he said. So, if you're really pumped for thinking that April something's going to come, just calm yourself because there's no way of knowing 100%. That being said, they have nothing confirmed coming. And they have a handful of third parties that are exclusive, right? Arrowhead's game, obviously they consider that first party. It's a second party game. We know that. Sure, they own the IP, different game, whatever. But they're not playing that one. Okay, let's be clear. And we're talking PlayStation, right? Not Steam. So they didn't show up for that game. They have no other no big exclusives coming, but the one they get that's huge out there in Steam world, they're not playing. Okay, that's gone. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Again, I see a bunch of Xbox people out there sweating that game.
I bought it.
Bigging it up. Talking about how great it is. The PlayStation people, they're talking about it, but where's the sales? If we go back to Remake, after like 3 days or so, they announced that they had
3.5 million. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 16, after a few days, they sold how many million they did, right? It's been a week, fam. It's been a week. 7 days. No number.
Yeah.
Where's the number?
It's an interesting point, because I mean, we kind of know PlayStation, right? And aren't they the first one to boast their numbers?
Of course. Of course, they absolutely do. And they've done it. Again, I'm not even saying PlayStation. I'm talking Square. Again, Final Fantasy VII Remake, they came out in a few days and said it. Final Fantasy 16, a few days, said it. 7 days, nada. Nothing. Matter of fact, the very article that people are trying to now cite about it being exclusive, can I tell you what that was? That was propaganda. That was marketing. Nobody's buying this freaking game. So they're out there trying to say, hey guys, this is an exclusive only for PlayStation. Oh, it's our biggest. It's so seamless, guys. We couldn't do anything without it. It had to be here. It's so seamless world. Dude, they're marketing. They're desperate to sell this game and people are not showing up. You already heard that the dude, what's his name? Christopher Dingle.
Dringe.
Yeah. Okay. He already announced that the physical sales were down 30%. Now,
30%. Yes.
It's a small place, right? But I'm using them because PlayStation people use it constantly when they're talking about Xbox stuff, right? So we have to keep the same energy, right? So PlayStation box copies of that game are down 30%. Now you may say, well, maybe more people buying digital. But you add his negative 30% to the fact that they haven't said a word about how many were sold.
Yeah.
And you start putting two together. You got to use your brain, bro. They're not selling this game. No one gives a crap about Final Fantasy. You know who told you that? The dude who made Final Fantasy 16. He said, yeah, we have to do something different. We have to do something different because nobody is buying these games. And guess what? They didn't buy that one either that much. That one sold way more than Remake. But they're still not buying it at the level of investment that they're making into these games. So that's why when they go ahead and try to say it's a console exclusive, I know you're quoting Gene Park, but did you also see that they all took it back? Yes. They all said it's not console exclusive.
Well, they said the trilogy is not console exclusive. That has not been announced.
Exactly what you just said. Wait, hold on. The trilogy is not console exclusive. Okay, what does that tell you? After the third game comes, they're going to release the trilogy on Xbox.
Of course they are.
Because the trilogy is not exclusive. Each individual unit over the time, sure, those are exclusive. We've obviously seen that. But we know that they need the money. Square's told us that. That's why they were making love to Phil on stage for like 48 hours, how long they were holding hands. Okay. the new CEO told us that. And again, the fact that no one bought any of the Final Fantasies, and I'm not saying no one, right? Obviously, Final Fantasy on PlayStation and PC combined with Integrate. So Remake and Integrate combined,
7 million.
PC and 7 million. Over 7 million, they say, right? But it's closer to 7 than
the number I was able to get in regards to that, just for some clarification, because folks, when C and I are doing the show, this is all evidence-based. All you got to do is go back and look at it. And if you want me to provide what we have, I'm more than happy to drop it into a DM. I have everything. We all do the work here. As of 9/14/2023, because they announced it, meaning Square Enix actually put a graphic up on X saying, hey, we have shipped worldwide, both physical and digital, 7 million. So, of course, I say, and this is just me, and obviously I want to hear what you have to say about this, is 7 million really good?
No.
When you consider 150 million plus consoles between the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 5, I don't think so. So I had someone
PC.
Yes, and PC. I'm sorry.
Don't forget PC, bro. There's hundreds of millions of PCs, dude.
So here's the thing. I'm an older dude, right? And I kind of grew up, started gaming in 78. You folks know that, right? Back in the NES day, anytime anyone mentioned Final Fantasy, people would wait online for 3 days in Japan and in the States to get the game, right? Now, that doesn't happen now because digital sales. I get it. But I actually had a dude tell me, well, just a second, boom. Final Fantasy is niche. What? How long have you been gaming, fella? Because I've been gaming a real long time, and I remember a time that Final Fantasy was considered the shit. Anytime any Final Fantasy. Now, granted, some of the recent ones, they haven't hit. Final Fantasy 15 did hit for me, but still sold 10 million plus copies. And that was, of course, multiple platforms. So when someone tells me that between a PlayStation 4 and a PlayStation 5, which has 150, and I'm undercutting it by a lot. Let's be fair here. There are 56 million current PS5s. The last time I checked, it was about nearly 120 million PS4s, 116, 118, depending on who you ask. So I'm undercutting it a lot. It's closer to 160 million consoles out in the wild. You're going to tell me with a straight face that 7 million is good? Man, you're definitely fronting. Sorry.
Well, let's make it easier. Hiroki Totoki came out, told you guys you're not enough. Jim Ryan came out, told you guys you're not enough. The Sony CEO came out and said you're not enough. Guys, ponies are not enough. The PlayStation fan base who buys these games that they claim they want Sony to make are not enough. They're not showing up for the games that Sony has to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to make. They're just not, dude. They're just not. And I, unfortunately, at the end of the day, we're going to see a big shift. Herman Hulse came out. He said it again. This is the shit that blows my mind, right? They don't want to listen to anybody, no matter who's talking. I thought it was just Phil. But they don't want to listen to anybody because Hiroki Totoki told them it's coming everywhere. He told them three separate times. He had to break it down multiple times because the ponies kept saying not Xbox. So they started with, PS5 and other platforms like PCs and or like computers. And then, it's going to be computers, only computers. No. He said like computers. Then they said, that's mobile. And then he came out and said,
PC, he said processors was his next.
Yeah. The other one was anywhere is you're going to be ubiquitous, right? Wherever yes. There's computing, it's going to be there. Then they say, all right, well, it's PlayStation. Then the guy says, okay, a different time, PlayStation 5, PC, mobile, and other platforms. Like, I'm telling you, he's just going to freak out one day and come out. He's like, I told y'all, it's Xbox. It's Xbox, all right? That's where it's going. Just shut the accept it, dude. It's going elsewhere. You cannot listen, remember this, okay? Xbox, you may feel what you feel about them. You may feel what you feel about 2013, okay, and about how they messed it up and they did all this bad. Let's be clear. They were 100% right in 2013. They were 100%. Everything they wanted to do in 2013 is what has happened now, okay? It's what is happening. They would have been ahead of the curve, but everybody freaked out and they backed off, right? But they were right. They're a very forward-thinking company. If you don't understand that in order for them to be $3 trillion, $3 trillion valuation over Apple, who arguably is doing more quote-unquote innovative stuff on their end with their phones and their tablets and their VR and all the shit that they do, and innovative in the sense that they make it sound that way, but they're second, right? They're $2 trillion and change, right? So for them to be there, understand that they see what's coming. They know all the numbers. They see everything. So for them to be doing what they're doing and not backing off this time, which is the reality of what they're doing, they're not backing off. They're making exactly what they want to do. They came out here on that official podcast, which I loved, with confidence, saying this is what's happening. It's not a big deal, but this is what needs to be done. If you don't think that Microsoft doing it is a sign that others will do it in the future, especially when you take what Microsoft is doing and you add the words of Hiroki Totoki, then you add the words of Herman Hulst, who again, doubled down on the fact that it's more than just PlayStation, PC, and mobile. Because if you hear what he said, when you read what he said it's going to be coming, that the games need to go to other places like PC and mobile. Yeah. So if you take other places right? And you do like PC and mobile, that means there's other things other than PC and mobile, because if that was the case, he wouldn't have said other places like PC and mobile. He would have said it's going to go to PlayStation, PC, and mobile. Understand that they are identical. They are identical. And I appreciate, I can see it there. I see Zasek saying, this guy's straight up lying. Go read your boy's letter. It's his. Herman Hulse wrote this. Hiroki Totoki said this. Read it and hear it. Accept it, fam. I know it cuts you deep. I know it cuts you deep because you think that their precious PlayStation games aren't going anywhere. But guess what? If you don't buy them, they're gonna put them elsewhere. And factually speaking, y'all are not buying them. And you may want to compare and say, well, Xbox guys don't buy that many either. Fam, maybe this is why having the backing of a $3 trillion company on Xbox's side versus having Brokeback Mountain Sony on your side changes the narrative of what happens. I said this on our other show, but let's make it very clear. This is very easy to understand. If I make $1,000 a week, right, and you make $100 a week, right, what $10 means to you, $100 means to me. So because I operate at a bigger scale, I do not need as much as you to function.
Right.
And this is where they are. And they don't just rely on sales like Sony does. Xbox had the foresight to spread it out, to make their business horizontal, not just one thing. Fam, I'm sorry. You could clip this. You could save it for however long you want. But games will be coming to Xbox from PlayStation. Yeah. It's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
I mean, we don't know when that's going to happen.
But it will.
Yeah, a lot of people are, well, it's just a big if, and I don't know. And, you know, why would they put games over there? C-Money has knocked it out of the park, folks. I'm sorry. You know what? Let's bring up some more context. You mentioned Final Fantasy 16. So let me bring up the evidence-based conversation, folks. I think it's the best because you can't argue numbers. So I just pulled it up, and I said, okay, how many copies of Final Fantasy 16, which is an exclusive currently for the PlayStation 5, which has over 50 million, right? They boasted that. Oh, we have 50 million consoles. Yeah, here we go. Do you know how many they've sold as of now? Grant, this is an older number, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have, this is the best I can get.
Hey, well, they have the power to update their numbers. So if it was an impressive number to update,
they would
update it.
Yes. Well, what I have here in front of me, folks, is from IGN, of all places, that as of March 31st, 2023, they have surpassed 3 million units worldwide. So let's get a little froggy here, right? Let's play the numbers game, C-Money. Let's just say for shits and giggles, because it was on sale, we're going to add 2 million to it. Let's just say the number is 5 million copies. Now, it's not, but I'm playing a facetious game here. 5 million copies of Final Fantasy 16 versus nearly 60 million PlayStation 5s. Is that good enough for your business? Because I'm going to say it's probably not.
No, man. That's trash, bro.
If the rah-rah crowd, which of course is the Sony crowd, right? They're in first place. They're the loudest. They're the most pointed. They're certainly going to tell you about yourself if you play on Xbox. They're not buying the game. Who's buying the game? I bought the game. I bought it. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't pay full boat. I waited for Black Friday. I got it for $31, brand new. I'm okay with that, but I still bought the game. I mean, I'm sorry. Jim Ryan told you this. Herman Holtz telling you this. Hiroki Totoki's telling you this. You folks aren't enough. And I hate to say this. It may not happen in 2024, but it's only a matter of time before some of their games.
Hey, boop, it can't happen in 2024. They got zero fucking games coming, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
how can it happen in 2024, man?
You're not wrong. You're not
dude,
wrong.
They got a year and a half to implement whatever Hiroki Totoki puts down. And I could tell you right now, if he was going to bring in somebody who had different ideas than him, he would have already done it. They're looking for somebody who's going to implement what he wants to have happen. Because you know why? He's still going to be the boss because he's the big dude at Sony, right? Yeah. Him he's and the CEO man. At Sony are the ones who are going to run what happens at PlayStation. I know it's hard. I know y'all in there talking all these things. 5 million is more than enough. No, it's not. They don't want to break even. They don't want to make a little bit. They need to make real money. This is business. I know you guys don't understand business, but this is business. They're not in it for funds and giggles. They're not in it for you to play games. They're in it for them to make an obsessive amount of money.
Yes.
And if they cannot do that, they will go elsewhere. You've already seen them going day and day on PC. You've already seen that they have seen going date on date on PC has taken a game that would have been dead because you ponies don't play it, and they see that Helldivers was saved by the PC community. They also see that a game like MLB The Show was saved by the Xbox community.
Six to one, brother.
More players, fam. You are not enough. I'm sorry if you came to an Xbox show hoping that we were going to be telling you how great PlayStation is, but you're wrong, my fam. PlayStation ain't where it's at. You're a dying breed. You know who they are? They're what's his name? What's the dude from Bruce Willis? They're Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense right now. The only motherfucker who doesn't know he's already dead.
Well, listen, folks, what a way to segue into the next topic. But before we get there, let me reach out and say a big thank you to all of the outstanding super chats that have come in. I'm going to read those verbatim. We have Omerta War, who's been a channel member for 6 months. Brother, thank you for the generosity. He says, happy boom. Hey, boom. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday to you, brother. And thank you for being here. And of course, thank you for the generosity. Sir X-Men, generous friend of the program, drops an outstanding $2 super chat and says, I own every Shadow Warriors. I love the series. So do I. But this is the best in the series. This is the graphics are so freaking good. Like, I can't believe that no one played this game. What a shame. Adidas 20 drops a very generous $5 super chat. It says, boom. And the mustard man in the house. God damn
it. Oh, my God. I
oh my
mustard,
God, forcing
man.
Money. Oh my goodness.
The worst, bro.
Shout out to Doodle in the chat, who's always here. I actually messaged her. I said, yeah, Doodle, aka the Pony Smasher, as she's known in the socials. Thank you for being here. Black Ronin 357 drops an outstanding $10 super chat. And he says, hey, boom and company. The Reforged Gaming and ponies like him want so bad to be the John Oliver of gaming and revealing damned Xbox secrets when there are none. They want to be insiders so bad, it's sad. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, just I wouldn't watch them. You'd have to, even if you offered to pay me, I wouldn't watch some of their content. It's just gross. Sorry. Ryu Art Gaming drops a very generous
$2. The homie.
Well, yeah, but Ryu Art, welcome, brother. He says this after dropping a very generous $2 super chat. Listen to see Mustard Man, hashtag Sony too broke to make PS6.
Facts.
Danny P. Facts. Danny, welcome to the program, brother. He drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, boom, are you going to PAX East Boston this year? You know what, dude? We're saving for a place, and I could have just drove. I'm definitely going to go next year. I've been to PAX East, I think, three times, and it was amazing. But I did it before I was an actual content creator. Now I'll go as a content creator. I'm probably going to go next year. But like I said, we're saving for a place, and we every dime counts. It really does.
Dude, and they're out here trying to give you guys money. You know what I'm saying? So then instead of spending the money that they're going to gift to you guys at the end of the year and all the big blowouts they do, they're saving it. It's smart. Good.
Yeah. Well,
I'll be there, though. Yes, On Point will be there as media.
Yes, and do it, and rightfully deserved. You guys are you're doing great in the community. You should be there to represent the community as you do on a regular basis. So a big congratulations once again for that. Nino Vestek, generous friend of the program, has once again gifted a Double Barrel Gaming membership. Brother, that is very generous of you. Thank you so much. As always, Gamer by Choice drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, I think more games are competing for attention. Indeed, they are. And 7 million may be good, but not making enough profits. The money guys are trying to tell everyone this. He's not wrong. Again, folks, this isn't. Look, when you look at what Microsoft is doing, they are a bit ahead of the curve. They've always have been. Yep. They're doing things that Sony is going to do. Now, Sony is probably going to be, unfortunately, forced to fast track it. They usually follow suit 2 years and change later. Not with Hiroki Totoki running the show. He's going to push the envelope on it. Now, with Nintendo, Nintendo does their own thing. They make money left, right, and center, and their vault, their bank is, they're rolling in it. They don't need the next gen console to make money. They're making money still right now, so don't worry about Nintendo. What
and they Xbox... don't have budgets like everybody else does.
No, they don't.
They don't spend as much money on their games, dude, and they make so much more. It's crazy.
Every time they sell one of their games, it's the ratio for ownership of console and first party game is the highest in gaming, folks. It really is. It's unbelievable. Elijah Vasquez, who's been a channel member for 1 month. Elijah, welcome to the program. He says, hey, Boom NC, can you believe that there are companies like Sweet Baby Incorporated altering stories of games just to insert their own agenda and views? It said, look, here's the thing. I know that right now there's a whole mess of controversy with Sweet Baby. I didn't even know what that was. I was trending. Yeah, what the
hell is it? For me. I had no
idea. Listen, I don't know the whole story, so I'm not going to comment on it. What I understand, the reason they exist is for representation. Now, I'm a big fan of representation. I think everyone deserves a voice. I think everyone counts. I don't care whether you're black, you're white, you're blue, or you're polka dot. I don't care if you have a different religion, if your sexual orientation, none of that stuff should matter. If you're a person,
even if you're a pony,
even if you're a pony, you're welcomed here. Everyone is welcomed on this channel. So how I understand it is they are defending the fact that representation in gaming needs to be a constant. I see zero problems with that. I don't know the minutiae of why people have a problem with them and their personal agendas. I don't know because I don't even know the company, but I do think that the representation in anything, not just gaming, in the world should be paramount for any good human. But I'll leave it at that.
The only thing I'm confused about is when I hear about, like, I don't know anything about the situation, but this Sweet Baby Inc., I never even heard of them before. So I don't know how they have the power to just be like, hey, you have to do this in your game. I think they're being hired, right?
They're a hired organization to come in and give opinions based on representation. And then
the developers do what they want to do.
Yes.
With it, right? Like, I don't think Sweet Baby has the power to be like, yo, make this shit like this, or you have to do this.
You're canceled. Like, right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they have the power to do that. But again, I don't know anything about it. And honestly, it's not a topic of discussion that I really care to engage in. You know, like, it doesn't matter to me. It's not directly gaming, and it's not something that I can make fun of ponies about. It doesn't matter.
and that's a fair sentiment. Real quick, before we get to the next topic, and this one's going to be a bit spicy as well, folks, so get ready. Simon Brandy drops a very generous £2 super chat and says, I noted the media ignoring Sweet Baby Incorporated story. I only heard it from people talking about it. I saw it trending. I'm like, Sweet Baby, what the hell is it? So I did some digging, And I'm like, oh, okay, this is what's going on. So if the media is ignoring it, well, that's just the gaming media. They're trash. I mean, anyway.
That makes sense, right? Yeah, I mean, because it makes sense. They're not like especially if it has to do with that type of stuff. I mean, that's their whole bag, right? Like,
right. They're cowards. The media a lot of the media is cowards. Yeah, I mean,
they're not going to touch it.
No. So, okay. So let's get to this next one here. This one is it's a bit bonkers. I couldn't have deleted you, C-Money. Where are you over here? I had sent it to you. Let me just pull it up. I have the note sent to myself as well. Okay. So we want to give credit where credit is due. Yesterday, it was announced that Ghost of Tsushima is getting a PC release. Awesome, right? People like Pong Soul, who doesn't have a PlayStation 5, no real effort to want to buy one, was waiting to play this game. He's going to enjoy it. Steel Rain talked about it on the Xbox Factor podcast. He's excited for it because he's going to be able to play multiplayer because there's a four-player multiplayer mode that was added after the game was released. It was later on added. A lot of people enjoyed it. Steel Rain is a multiplayer dude. He's probably gonna play with Mav and Pong and part of their crew. That's awesome. People should be cheering this. It's money left on the table by Sony. So one of the things that we saw C-Money in the community, especially from the PlayStation gamers, is how unhinged some Xbox gamers were when it came to these four titles announced going to PlayStation and Switch. Some people jumped overboard. Other people were like disappointed. Everybody was in their feelings because we were all conditioned that exclusives matter. Certain exclusives are brand defining. You put too many exclusives on another brand, you dilute yours. I've said it publicly. I'm in the camp where I'm okay with the four exclusives. I still have my feelings about Hi-Fi Rush, but that's my personal, cross to bear. It's not a problem. So the Black Viking put out a tweet showing PlayStation community members that were pretty upset about the Ghost of Tsushima PC port, and they actually messaged the PlayStation blog, the official one. So again, I'm not going to mention names. I'm not trying to throw anybody in the bus or embarrass anybody. So I'm just going to read it. All right. I think that's a fair way to be because I'm not about that life. One PlayStation user says this. Yeah. And Sony is curious as why they don't reach their PlayStation 5 console sales goals. LOL. Thankfully, with key stores, I can rebuy my PlayStation 5 library on Steam very cheap. So I'm ready to abandon this platform. Similar how Sony is abandoning it. Hashtag Nintendo plus PC is the way nowadays. Okay. The next PlayStation user says, trash. Nixis is the worst PlayStation developer. Only on PlayStation Heritage ruined for pennies. How you have fallen, Sony.
Okay, what here's another one. Nixis was bought for?
Yes, I know. I know that.
They were all celebrating Nixis being purchased.
They were.
They're a PC port house. That's what they do. That's what they've always done. When they bought them, this is a long time ago, guys. This is to tell you that this has nothing to do with something that's happening right now. They were planning to do this the entire time. This is what they were planning to do.
But the writing's again, on the wall. See, dude, it's right there for everyone to observe, but nobody wants to take a look. The next PlayStation user says PC is getting more first party exclusive games this year than PlayStation 5. Nixis can port Horizon Forbidden West and God of War. I guess he means Ragnarok to PC at the same time, but we still can't get an Astro port for PlayStation VR, PSVR 2. What a joke Sony PlayStation has become. Next one. Next PlayStation user. Can we get something other than boring, useless PC announcements these days? Right? So that was just, again, I have 30 of them. I'm not going to bore you. But I do. Okay, well, Black Viking doing it again. Here's another four, folks, and then we're going to move on to, you know, we're going to have our conversation. I see PlayStation removed my comment because it's the truth. Don't play us PlayStation gamers then, but when the unthinkable does happen, don't issue an apology crying about the loss of your execs gaming for everyone. Look here, PlayStation. Wow, this person is unhinged. They didn't even put a period in anything. PlayStation and Nintendo became the best because they didn't cater to everyone. PC does not benefit the PlayStation platform community fans. Yeah, that was one sentence, folks. It's sorry if I sounded like a banana head, but that's how it was written. That's how I'm reading it. The next PlayStation user, C, Capcom just gave a raise to all of their employees. Turns out that if you make games, people will buy them and you will flourish. And we know that people do this in the millions in the first 3 days of release of a first-party PlayStation game. What happened to you, this generation, PlayStation? Next PlayStation user.
Money why ran out.
Yeah. Why should I buy future games on my PlayStation 5 and future PlayStation consoles when games get ported to PC? I can't wait. They all will get ported anyways. And lastly, if you see only on PlayStation on a game, cover it on the game. Okay. If you see the only on PlayStation on the game cover, it means soon to PC. LOL. Now, mind you, see, these are all people with PlayStation logos as their avatars. They're PlayStation diehards. This is how people are feeling, folks. Look, I'm sorry to tell you, the writing is here. PlayStation is going to follow exactly what Xbox is doing and getting arrows for. Okay,
it's going to be worse.
PC, and it's going to move to consoles next. Is it going to be on a Nintendo console? No. Certain Even games. The next I Nintendo think certain can't games. Run it. But it's going to be like, on.
I think if they may start making, see, this is the thing that gets me, right? When we start thinking about this, right? Because we had a big conversation about this on our show yesterday, actually. We had Doc Dark over and we were talking a little bit. And like, when you take what you see, right? Let's get the fanboyism out of it, right? For a second.
So you're saying read the room, see, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So if we take out Xbox, we take out the names, right? Forget the brands, right? Let's erase the people who made these games and let's think about the games for a second. And then you hear EA backing out of their license deals because they're losing too much money on them. Yeah. When you hear Warner Brothers saying they're out of the AAA space or at least going to minimize how much they do there. They want to do free to play. They want to do mobile. When you hear these companies doing it, when you're seeing the layoffs on all sides from everybody, right? Now, when you see all that, and then you hear what, you know, Hiroki Totoki saying they need to put their things everywhere. You see Xbox putting these smaller games out there to justify, you know, even though they have the money, they still need to justify why they would spend money on things that they know are not going to make money, right? So when you see all of that happening, you start to, or at least we were talking about it. It's like, bro, what is going to happen to our games? The games that we love, the expensive games that we want to play and experience, what's going to happen to them? Because I can tell you right now, like Sony, Xbox is less because they have the money, so it's not too bad, but still, like, all of these people, WB, like they don't want to make the games that we want to play. They're too expensive. They don't want to do it. They're doing it, but they don't want to do it. That's why you're seeing these people go away. You're seeing these people scale down. And it's scary that we can end up, us, the real gamers who want to play like these dope ass games, we can end up losing out in having them just focus on these smaller type games, or, you know, not as fun, or maybe not as fun, but not as pretty, like not pushing the envelope, right? Storytelling going to take a dip. We're going to start going backwards in gaming because it costs too much to do all this stuff.
Well, Herman Holtz told us this, right? Didn't he say that in his blog? They're going to have to go. Absolutely. Listen,
They have to do it a different way. They have to figure it out.
They're gonna his exact words, C-Money, was we are going to have to reevaluate how we make first party games. What is that telling you, folks?
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy. So again, even taking the narrative of PlayStation versus Xbox and all that shit out of it, at the end of the day, we want the games. I mean, I own Boom, you own a PlayStation. I own a PlayStation because I want to play a good first party game. But I could tell you right now what they've done so far. I mean, it's really disheartening for me, right? Because we're years into the generation and everything that they released is just PS4.5, right? Ragnarok looks the same pretty much as the 2018 God of War that came out on PlayStation 4. Maybe a little better, crisper, sure, but it doesn't look substantially better. Spider-Man 2, again, talking about a game, 2018 Spider-Man. Doesn't look that much better. Sure, they have some ray tracing in there, but it's also not the highest quality ray tracing, and it's not like it doesn't really change the scope of how that game looks overall in any real meaningful way. It's just they're just basically getting better. And listen, I understand the concept. Games aren't just graphics. I know. I've been gaming for fucking a million years, bro. Like I played games when they were little pixels, right? Like, don't tell me that games are not graphics.
Sticks on the screen, brother. Yes,
we were playing them when there were no graphics. Okay, so nobody's worried about it just being graphics, but don't be naive, right? We are looking for them to push the envelope on what is out there. And you know, we see Xbox doing it. We got Hellblade 2 coming. That's one of the best looking games that I've ever seen in my life. You have Fable coming, one of the best looking games you ever seen, right? Like, they Xbox is pushing the envelope, but still, like, how long are they going to do that when these things cost so much money? I don't know. I feel like Xbox is setting themselves up so they don't have to worry about that. And that's a unique position they're in. But overall, the industry as a whole, man, I feel like it's just going, you know, it's getting sketchy, right? It's sketchy
unsustainable. That's the fact of the matter.
Because hardcore is a dying breed. Indeed, they don't care about us, bro. Right. They don't. I could tell you right now, you guys, like, we were talking, right? And it's like, you know, you guys would sit here and say, I don't want to play a phone on my game. That screen is too small. I want to play on my big screen. I could tell you right now, man, I have 6 kids. None of them give a crap about the TV. We tell them all the time, you want me to put it on TV? No. They rather watch it on their own personal little iPad mini or their phone or whatever it is. This is the generation that's growing up now. And that's who the companies are gearing up to target. This is why the swivel is happening, because they're moving past the old heads. And it sucks. And it's just kind of is what it is, because I'm one of those dudes. I want the best. I have the $5,000 PC right here. We have a few of them because we all like having it here, because they are, like, I love the highest fidelity gaming. I mean, that's where I am, right? That's what I want. I want the best of the best. That's why I pick Xbox, right? I love everything they do, but that's why I still buy PlayStations, because they have other shit that's not on Xbox that I have to be able to play if I want to. But I could honestly tell you, like, for this generation, I wish I never bought that PlayStation 5. Deadass. I don't, outside of Miles Morales, I haven't finished one PlayStation game that came out. And it's just they're not hitting for me. They're not hitting. It's a waste of money. But it's like, yo, like, Dirty Below says it, right? We dinosaurs now. We are. And this game's going everywhere, and them focusing on free to play, focusing on mobile. That's the comet that's coming up to beat the shit out of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where we're gonna be like, oh my god, because we still want these big games, and I don't know how long we're gonna be getting them. And that's what scares me about the industry, because I don't see them staying in the game the same way as much anymore, bro.
There is something to be said about, and it, look, you know how I feel about Sony's first party games. Why I have a PlayStation, I make no qualms about how much I really enjoy them. An old head like me likes single player games because that's how I grew up. Do I dabble in multiplayer? Yeah, I play Halo Infinite every freaking day. every day of the week I'm playing it, especially because there's now a new season or whatever they call it, whatever. It's not a seasons anymore, but I'm in it. 20 levels, I'm already level 15. It came out on Tuesday. I'm all in. I'm playing Helldivers, really enjoying that. So there are some multiplayer stuff, but for the most part, I kind of like putting on my headphones late at night and getting involved in the story and caring about the character. That's what Sony does for me. They did it with Miles. They did it with Peter. They've done it with Kratos. They've done it with Aloy. They've done it with Nathan Drake. I can keep going. I love their first party stuff. I'm not gonna make an excuse for that. But the truth of the matter is that this industry is changing so rapidly. And the PlayStation 5 gamers, which I just read 8 of them, that was just 8 of 30 that I pulled, right? Are getting disenchanted because their golden goddess of the world, PlayStation, is changing. It has to change. Spider-Man 2 was $315 million to make. We learned, thanks to the leaks, that Spider-Man 3 is expected to cost $400 million to make that game. That is madness. And it's not going to sell the way Sony thinks it's going to sell. And a perfect example of that, C-Money, is how Spider-Man 2 sold. Listen, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe, folks. Okay? If you're a Beverly Hills Cop fan, you know what I'm talking about. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. The number that they announced, and again, this is Insomniac announced 10 million PS5 Spider-Man 2 games were out in the wild. That's amazing. But what they don't tell you in the minutiae of that conversation is, what were the physical sales, digital sales, and the bundled ones? Because the bundled ones they count, but they don't count in the way that we traditionally see a person buying a game. And interestingly enough, the Marvel deal that they have already signed, I'm sure they have it locked up all the way through Spider-Man, whatever. Marvel just raised their rates to 33% from a 25%. So every time Sony sold a PlayStation 5 and Spider-Man 2 bundle, not the bundle, but the game, is sold for $50, not full boat, Marvel got $25 of every Spider-Man 2 game sold in these bundles. This is why the game has made all their money back. Because they spent just as much as marketing. That's a known industry fact, folks. So I'm sorry to say, Ghost of Tsushima, people should be celebrating this. It is a big deal that it's on PC. If you don't have a PS5, go get this game. It's the best edition. I platinumed it. It's one of the best games I've ever played. Honestly, I even like it more than I liked Horizon 1. And I'm a huge fan of Aloy and that entire world. And I'm an Xbox, right? But I platinum that game. So obviously I enjoyed it. I'm not buying it on PC because, well, I don't play on PC. It's just not my bag. Listen, we broke some records here today, C-Money. We have over 800 people here. Holy shit, that's amazing. Nice. And somehow or another, I lost a dozen subs last night. I don't know what I said that pissed people off, but I lost a dozen subs. It's fine. You didn't hurt my feelings. But I will ask, if you're here, let's say, for instance, you found the channel for the first time and you're like, whoa, I like this C-Money dude. We're going to get to where you can subscribe to his channel because he's on the hunt for 13K right now. Mrs. Boom and I are politely on the hunt for 15K. And hopefully we'll get there. I mean, the year is still early. We still got 10 months of the year. We had set a goal for 17 for by the end of the year. I don't know if we're going to get there. Because we're kind of struggling right now with the daily subs. But if you're new, if you're finding the channel for the first time, I ask that you consider subscribing. We'd greatly appreciate it. I do this Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. All great content, all great shows, all different panels. And we don't sell you hate, man. We don't hate monger and we don't clickbait you to get you in. We talk about the facts. And when we talk about the facts, we actually bring up people. Humans that write these articles, and we read it verbatim so there can now be no arguments as to what we're reading. It's not made up shit. It's actually stuff that we pull and we read. And when I'm not sending it to C is sending it to me. So we have the information available. We read it verbatim. We have conversations. Maybe you don't like the conversations. I hear you, but these are factoids. This is not made up stuff. Let me get to the last few Super Chats, C-Money, and we'll do your outro, and we will get everyone out of here. Let's see. Highlander 001, a generous friend of the program, has dropped a very generous $5 Super Chat and says, Jess Corden is saying Microsoft might get another chance to buy Tic Tac. Well, that's my sister-in-law said it's TikTok, but she calls it Tic Tac. Thanks to a bipartisan push for an American high-tech company to buy them. I don't know about that. I mean, I could care less about the TikTok. It's just not my thing. My nephew Tyler does TikTok, which he obviously opened the show. If you missed it, my nephew Tyler, that's my life, opened up the Xbox Factor podcast because he wants to be a podcaster like Theo. I said, well, listen, you got to go to school first. Don't be like Theo because I retired. You got to make real money. But he did open the show. It was great. So everyone, thank you for the very kind words. I'm going to show him when I hang out with him on the weekend. He's going to be very happy about that. Cool. He actually practiced it, which is pretty dope. And obviously, I'm not a dad, but so I would imagine that when you're on the mic with the missus and your kids, it's a proud moment because it's a family thing, right? So it's to have Tyler do that was a pretty big deal for me. Let's see. We have Simon Brandy drops an additional 5-pound Super Chat. Thank you for the generosity, Simon. He says, I joined a bit late, boom. Did you miss the news? PlayStation gamers, digital libraries have disappeared. It's widespread. Look it up. What? Okay. Well, I guess we have the topic for tomorrow's breakfast at Boom. Simon, thank you for that. I have to investigate that. So let me read this again. If I'm reading this correct, he says, apparently PlayStation gamers' entire digital libraries have disappeared. Man, if they got hacked again, dude, I don't even know what to say.
That'd be wild.
That would be very disappointing, to say the least. Elijah Vasquez drops an additional $5 Super Chat and says, did we see that Sony posted a Game of the Year edition and trailer for Spider-Man 2? I guess they can claim anything nowadays. Yeah, they put out a new bundle. That's a digital bundle with the Spider-Man 2.
It was not Game of the Year, bro. Yeah, it never was.
No.
To themselves. Technically, they gave it to themselves, remember?
They did give it to themselves, indeed.
They gave it to themselves.
So, listen, Decided D drops a very generous $5 Super Chat and says, I recently purchased a Poly Mega because it plays over 10 retro systems. Oh, that's dope, dude. I still play new games, but I'm investing my money into retro games. Dude, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I love retro stuff. I play retro stuff all the freaking time. And that's what I like about Nintendo's online. I know it's not really online because I don't, obviously, outside of Mrs. Boom and we're going over to each other's islands and Animal Crossing, I don't do online gaming there. But they do have a lot of classic stuff, dude. Like, they had Wave Race. And I know no one's like, yeah, big deal. It probably looks like shit. Yeah, it's, but it still plays great. And that was a launch title for the N64.
Yeah, it brings you back, man.
Yo, it absolutely does. JD Gamer drops not one, but $2 Super Chats and says, by the way, pathetic port begging ponies got no games. And he says, you can only have one. Sega, Square, Bandai Namco. It's Sega all the way, my dude. Sega to the moon. Dreamcast, sorry to tell you, still the best console ever made. Fight me on it. And lastly, Mech Dio in the chat dropped a very generous $5 Super Chat and says, super cheer for Tyler's opening. Love it. Brother, that's very kind of you. Thank you so much, Dio. I will definitely let him know. But listen, now it's time to shine the light on C-Money because, folks, he is one of the creators that exploded on the scene, and for good reason, because him, Doodle, and the kids put on an amazing show. Five times, sometimes upwards of 5 times a week, they have these block party things that they do with everyone in the community, which I think is absolutely brilliant work. They have a ton of guests on. They do one-on-one interviews. I was number one. Sorry, you can't change it, folks. Sorry about that. C-Money, let's sell your brand, brother. Let's help you locomotion through that 13K. You and the missus do an amazing job. She's in the chat right now. Big shout out to Doodle once again. talk about it. Where could people subscribe? What you got going on with the channel? And where could people follow you on social media?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, first of all, man, Boom, thank you so much again for having me on the show. I love being on the show.
Thank you,
sir. It's a fun time in the week, man. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. As far as following me, man, right on my screen right here, you see C Money Forever. That's me on Twitter or on X. You can follow me there. And then Doodle in the chat is Doodle, the number 2, the letter B, the word free. So Doodle to be free on Twitter as well. Follow her, man. We have a good time on Twitter. But as far as our channel is concerned, we have a channel. I did drop the link a few times in the chat. I'll do it again. And our show, our channel is called On Point for Gamers. We do 4 shows a week. We'll add shows when necessary, but 4 shows is the number that we normally do. So tomorrow is Friday. We have Her, Him, and the Guest. It's not supposed to be Her, Him, and the Guest. It's normally the night show, the night shifts, but tomorrow we have Her, Him, and the Guests at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We have our boy Everborn Saga.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, man, it's really good. Last week we had Special Nick on, which was really dope. Check that one out if you didn't get a chance to see it. And then Sunday we are back with the Morning Quest with Doodle and C Money, where's me and my wife. We go, you know, we talk about whatever topic is going on, but super chat heavy. It's one of my favorite shows that we do. We spend a lot of time talking with the chat, you know, getting involved, getting everybody's feelings on everything. It's really, really a dope show. So come check us out there. It's 10 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. And then next week we'll be back to our normal routine. We have Night Shift. That's on Tuesday. That's 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's a show that we do with myself and Doodle. And we have guests that come on the show and come rock with us. I'm lying. It's not Tuesday. You see what happens when you change your schedule?
Yes.
I just said we swapped the schedule. So Her, Him, and the Guest. Her, Him, and the Guest. Holy shit. Is on Tuesday. And that, my friend, is going to be Crazy Louie is supposed to be joining us on.
Nice. That's a good
on
one.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
man.
Hopefully he shows up and does the podcast from the shower. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, that would be interesting. So Crazy Louie is supposed to be on the show on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, that's when we have our On Point the Gaming podcast. It's our gaming podcast. But the second week of every single month, we do our community blowout. So we have 7 community members who are going to be joining us on the panel on Tuesdays. Is on a Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. It's always one of our biggest shows. It's such a fun time. Definitely come back and do it. And we also do this game, the rapid fire game, with the community blowout. So they all get to do it. It's just a different game. It's half the time. And we have the homie Avenged Ninja. 3 months in a row, he's been the champion, so he will be back to defend his title. There's people gunning for him because they're trying to win, but we'll see, man. Canuck is going to be there. That's going to be dope, too. So that is a fun show, and then we will be back on Friday for the night shift Let's Talk Gaming, and if we take a look at that time, we will see that a Mr. Boom Stick XL is scheduled for the 15th to come on the show. So this may be his reminder that he completely forgot about.
But I actually did, but that's okay. I'm putting it into my schedule right now. I have it on my calendar on my phone. But no, I promise I'd be there, brother. So I'm going to be there.
Yep. So the 15th, we're going to have Boom on the show, which is going to be dope. We're going to have Demo Flow Gaming. I don't know if you... familiar with him, but he's an Xbox dude. He has a channel that he makes videos on, so he's a cool community member. He's in our show all the time, so we're gonna have him on. That's gonna be dope. And we didn't kind of formally announce it, but Hargeet Shani is actually an official member of our night shift, so he is essentially a permanent member of the show, so he will be there as well, which is gonna be fun, man. We're gonna have a great show. It's going to be a good time. So definitely be there, man. Subscribe to the channel. Help us get to 13K, man. We just crossed 12 four, so 12,400 not too long ago.
Yes.
So we're making our way to 12,500, but we want to hit to 13K, man. So definitely check us out. We appreciate each and every one of you. Appreciate you all. And again, Boom, appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother.
My pleasure, brother. And thank you so much for being a part of this show each and every week. Obviously, you're my co-host, and we do, and we have fun. That's what it is. We spend usually an hour and 10, hour and 20 minutes, which is what we did today. And just want to say a big thank you, of course, to all of the super chats that have come in, the channel memberships that continue to support the channel, and allows us to do the big giveaways. It allows us to do the keep up to date with the artwork as well as the programs that at this time of the year, now everything is re-upping. Obviously, Canva is what I use to build the thumbnails. I have a bunch of programs that you have to buy yearly to have yearly subs for video editing and stuff, and that's what we'd use. And we can't do any of that without the help. So a big thank you to all of those. And of course, folks, I'm going to close out today's show with something that's incredibly important to me. Hopefully one day it'll be important to you. And that's something that my dad taught us when we were kids. And he would say, Craig, treat others how you want to be treated. And also, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. You live by those rules, son. I can guarantee you, you're going to have an awesome day. So take care, everyone. And we'll see you next week on the newest episode of X Vlog Live.